to take a look at the scripture. I'm going to start in Matthew chapter 23, then take a look in John chapter 12. As Jesus was entering Jerusalem on what we call Palm Sunday, and was being greeted by the people. I'm starting though in Matthew 23, where Jesus said in verse 37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together, the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling. Behold, your house is being left to you desolate. For I say to you, from now on you shall not see me until you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ had presented himself. Some saw him as the one who he said he was, and others did not receive him. And we each have a choice, though he gives us understanding. I want you to turn to John chapter 12. There's a beautiful view out this window at that eastern gate. As Jesus came in on that day, he crossed the Kidron Valley and he went up and entered Jerusalem through that gate. As you go through that gate, it enters into the temple area, and you have access into the temple from that gate. Notice that gate is a double gate. We'll get to that in a little bit. Some of the gateways that we saw this morning were single. This is a double gate. In John chapter 12, in verse 11, on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and were believing in Jesus. Verse 12, on the next day, the great multitude who had come to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. And Moti had talked to us and Ezra about the feasts that they came in for, and many, many people came in. When they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took the branches of the palm trees and went out to meet him and began to cry out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. And Jesus, finding a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king comes, sitting on a donkey's colt. These things his disciples did not understand at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him, that they had done these things to him. And so the multitude who were with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead were bearing him witness. For this cause also the multitude went and met him, because they heard that he had performed this sign. The Pharisees therefore said to one another, You see that you are not doing any good. Look, the world has gone after him. The multitudes went out to meet Jesus, but why did they meet him? Because of the miracles, the signs that he had performed. And yet not long after, they were yelling, Crucify him, crucify him. But this day, as he entered in, they laid their garments down on the road as a sign of honor as the one that was entering. They cut palm branches and they laid them down in the pathway as a sign of honor for the one that was entering therein. The palm branches, out of Leviticus we understand, they had been given a commandment to cut down the palm branches and to wave them around as a sign of joy at this time of the feast. They were joyful that the king was coming in, but they didn't understand the king that was coming. So in this time that Jesus came across this valley that we're going to walk in today, and he entered in through that gate, and he entered into the temple area, people received him for different reasons. Some of them wanted him as a king. Some hated him and wanted him to leave. We each have a choice in how we receive him. This gate that you see is a double gate. One side is known as the gate of repentance. The other is known as the gate of mercy. And yet this is an area where Jesus entered in, and God's judgment within the week was shown and placed on him. He is the soon and coming king, and he will return. And it is anticipated that he will enter in through that gate. And he will then be the King of Kings. And he will rule from that place. And he will judge. And there will be a time of judgment. But that gate is intended on his return to be a gate of repentance and mercy. Judgment was shown at the cross of Calvary. We now have a God who loves us and who calls us to him in love, not in judgment, in love. There will be a time of judgment on the nations, but for every person, God calls us to him in love. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him shall never perish, but shall have that eternal life. Not just continuing to live, but receiving a life that is everlasting from the only source of life, the God who gives it. And so as we travel this path today, think of laying those palm branches down, laying their garments down in the road as a sign of honor to the one who has come. But what were they honoring him for? To come and free them from the Romans? To come and do more miracles? Or to come and be the source of life everlasting that God offers in love to those who simply believe that he is who he said he is? Today, just a point of application here. What does God ask us to lay down before Christ? That he might lift us up, exalt us in his life, that we might serve him. Gene spoke clearly of it this morning. What are our infirmities? What are our areas of sin, problem, trial, trouble, all life that we can lay down before him and say, I just want to walk with you in life. He's a God of love. He's a God of joy. He's a God of peace. The King shall return and enter through that gate. The King of peace, the King of righteousness. And he extends that to us in love. Let's just say a short prayer as we continue on. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to be here. Lord, what an amazing sense of your love we can see in the path that you trod. And Lord, as you wept over this place of Jerusalem, so we will see the reason to rejoice when you return. May that be real in our lives, and may there be no confusion or question, but that we should seek your return, anticipate your return, ask for your return, that we might know that joy and that wonderful love in your very presence. Lord, we thank you for this time and for this place, for the saints that have gone on before us, Lord, and for your plan and purpose in coming to this very place again one day. To reconcile us all and restore us into that relationship you created us to be in the presence of your love. In Christ's name we praise you and we thank you. And we say, Amen.